Scripture reading. It's written about 800 years before Jesus was born, in a time of uncertainty, distress, and peril. The Assyrian Empire is threatening to sweep down upon tiny little Judah. Isaiah wrote this prophetic statement for his time, not knowing that centuries later, another writer, the author of the Gospel of Matthew, would turn to these words and give them meaning for those who proclaim, Jesus is the Christ.
Our reading today is from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you, too weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to
God. Did you pick up on the word weary in the scripture reading? Hopefully nobody is weary of Christmas shopping yet. It's all done with a smile on our faces. Advent. The adventure of God's gift of salvation for human beings and for all of creation. We've now heard four different dreams of God's salvation by the prophets collectively called Isaiah. The Lord's house established as the highest of all mountains. People saved by walking in the ways of God, turning swords into plowshares. A shoot growing from a stump, standing as a signal to all peoples who are full of the knowledge of the Lord. A time when a wolf lies down with the lamb. A highway in the desert wilderness. A holy way, home for those who suffer in exile. And today we hear of how a child, a born whose name is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. God with who? God with us. Oh, God with us and not them. Is God with King Ahaz, who does not listen to Isaiah's suggestion to ask God for advice? Is God with the Assyrians, who are sharpening their instruments of war on the northern borders? Is God with the people of the kingdom of Judah, who are not caught up in the machinations of political power and maneuvering and yet stand to be hurt the most if war breaks out? My guess is the populace was just as divided about what to do as most societies are when faced with the decision to go to war. Some want to fight the Assyrians outright, even though they're hugely outnumbered. Some probably want to let the Assyrians take over without the shedding of any blood. Some might think that the Assyrian king will be a far better ruler than the current Judean king, King Ahaz, the wishy-washy. Some probably want to create alliances with neighboring Syria and Ephraim in order to present a more formidable front to the Assyrians. God with us. Which group of us is God with? Hear again Isaiah's words. Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? There's a sense in these words that God is wearied by everyone involved in the way things are. Hear the words of this weary God, war making again, deal making again, refusing to turn to me, your God, again. Just going about your lives, shopping for the holidays, again. Worshiping instead of working for justice, again. singing songs of praise in the midst of a suffering world again? We weary mortals weary our God. Think about the traditional Advent themes that have brought us to this point of expectancy. Hope, peace, joy, and love. Look around. What do we see? We see lights, candlelights, tree lights, and strings of lights on houses, evergreen wreaths and Christmas trees, ornaments and gifts. What do we smell and what do we taste? Cookies, favorite holiday dishes, and fruitcake. What do we hear? Bing Crosby's White Christmas, again. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, and the ubiquitous cry in the season to buy, buy, buy. Well, call me Scrooge. But this child that the prophet Isaiah is thinking about, born to a young woman, does not come into the Rockwellian world of the perfect holiday season. No, if that were true, then Jesus would have been born in Rome during the celebration of the winter solstice, a son of Caesar, the king and emperor. This child is born in the midst of indifference and weariness, according to the scripture reading. God's self gives us a sign out of God's weariness. This is different. This is strange. This is unexpected of God to be acting out of weariness. Our God weary? God, we read in Scripture, acts out of anger. We call this God the Avenger. Acts out of compassion, the merciful God. Acts out of a sense of justice, the God of peace. Acts out of a desire for freedom, God of the exiled. Acts out of joy, God of love. But a God that acts out of weariness? What is the sign from this God who acts out of weariness? A child, Emmanuel, God with us. And a child, no less. My sense is that King Ahaz and the people were hoping for a little bit of God the Protector to blast the Assyrian Empire to pieces. Some were probably hoping for the merciful God to spark the making of alliances which would frighten the Assyrians into turning back from their onslaught. And there were probably, of course, a few nuts with signs proclaiming the day of the Lord of God the Avenger, who will use the Assyrians to obliterate the evil ways of the kingdom of Judah. Oh my. Did anyone expect a weary God to act? Did anyone expect God's sign to be a baby? How could a God that becomes God with us be of any help? We humans have created enough troubles on our own that we can't possibly be saved by a God that becomes a human like us, right? It's like the story of already parents who just got the news that they were going to have another child. To celebrate, they took their one son out to dinner to share the good news with him. They turned to their son who was coloring on the menu and said excitedly to him, "Guess what? You're going to get a baby brother or sister for Christmas." To which the child loudly replied, "I wanted a train set." A child like us, not what we were expecting. How might such a God with us possibly save us? How might a God with us possibly save us? Let me share a story from the Zen Buddhist tradition. One day, Chao Chu fell down in the heavy snow. It covered him completely. He struggled to get his arms and his legs under his body so as to push himself up and out of the snow, but he always fell back down. Chao Chu wrestled with the snow. He could push it around and even melt some of it with his warm breath, but he couldn't get his feet under him. Finally, weary to the bone, he cried out, "Help! Help me up! A monk walking by heard Chao Chu's cry. This monk had been walking for the better part of a day and was tired and weary to the bone. So to rest, the monk came and lay down beside Chao Chu. Chao Chu looked at that monk, got up, and walked away. One monk, weary from wrestling with the lightness of being, is saved by the presence of another monk who's weary from walking. Our weariness can save one another, somehow, some way. Carl Jung, the great doctor of the mind and soul of last century, wrote, "It is from need and distress that new forms of existence arise, not from mere wishes." A child born in the midst of need and distress, unexpected by everyone. Jung knew the nature of the weary god of the unexpected. A child, something completely new, out of distress and need. But doesn't it make sense for a weary god to send an athlete, strong, vibrant, full of energy? The antidote for weariness is what? It's power. Plug in and get recharged. A child? God with us as a child? Well, okay, God, I say, a child it is. Not an impressive start. But surely this child grows up to be strong and powerful, able to conquer all oppressors with one wave of his mighty sword, to rule the unruly and restore the house of David to its rightful place as the house of God. Okay, I can get behind a child who grows up to become that kind of powerful. What? This child grows up to do what? Touch lepers? Hang out with sinners? With adulteresses? With prostitutes? This child grows up to eat with the tax collectors of the evil Roman Empire? This child asks us to carry the gear of a Roman soldier to enemy an extra mile? Wanders the countryside teaching love our enemies? This child grows up to say, woe to the rich, calls the poor blessed, speaks in parables that no one understands, teaches women, worse, eats with women, says give to Caesar what is Caesar's, willingly carries his cross and asks us to carry one too. And then what is this unexpected craziness this child with us grows up to be and do? This child that grows up to be that kind of man then tells all of us to be like a child, to enter the realm of God. What kind of weary God are you, God? What kind of a sign is a baby who is Emmanuel? God with us. Amen.